Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Creation, Chapter 18, Maharaj Parikshit, Cursed by a Brahmana Boy, Part 2, Verses 24 through 50, Maharaj Parikshit, Cursed by a Brahmana Boy. Sri Sukha Goswami said, "Once upon a time, Maharaj Parikshit, while engaged in hunting in the forest with bow and arrows, became extremely fatigued, hungry, and thirsty while following the adult male red deer stags. While searching for a reservoir of water, Emperor Parikshit entered the hermitage of the well-known Shamika Rishi and saw the sage sitting silently with closed eyes. The Muni sense organs, breath, mind, and intelligence were all restrained from material activities, and he was situated in a trance apart from the three states, wakefulness, dream, and unconsciousness. Thus, Shamika Rishi achieved a transcendental position qualitatively equal with the Supreme Absolute. The sage, in meditation, was covered by the skin of a stag, and long compressed hair was scattered all over him. King Parikshit, whose palate was dry from thirst, asked Shamika Rishi for water. King Parikshit, not having been received by any formal welcome, by means of being offered a seat, place, water, and sweet addresses, considered himself neglected, and so thinking, the emperor became angry. O Brahmanas, the king's anger and envy directed towards the Brahmana sage were unprecedented, being that circumstances had made Parikshit hungry and thirsty. And while leaving, the king, being so insulted, picked up a lifeless snake with his bow and angrily placed it on the shoulder of the sage. Then Emperor Parikshit returned to his palace. Upon returning, Parikshit began to contemplate and argue within himself whether the sage had actually been in meditation with senses concentrated and eyes closed, or whether Shamika Rishi had just been feigning trance in order to avoid receiving a lower kshatriya. The sage had a son who was very powerful, being the son of a brahmana. While he was playing with inexperienced boys, he heard of his father's distress, which was occasioned by the king. Then and there, Sri spoke as follows.
"Whoa! Just look at the sins of the rulers who, like crows and watchdogs at the door, perpetrate sins against their masters, contrary to the principles governing servants. The descendants of the kingly orders are definitely designated as watchdogs, and so they must keep themselves at the door. On what grounds can dogs enter the house and claim to dine with the master on the same plate?
Yes, after the departure of Lord Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, and supreme ruler of everyone, why, these upstarts have flourished, our protector being gone. Therefore, I myself shall take up this matter and punish them. Just witness my power."
Sri Sukha Goswami then said, "The son of the Rishi, his eyes red hot with anger, touched the water of the river Kaushika while speaking to his playmates and discharged the following thunderbolt of words, thus cursing King Parikshit. On the seventh day from today,
a snake bird will bite that most wretched one from the dynasty of Kuru, because Maharaj Pariksit has broken the laws of etiquette by insulting my father.
Thereafter, when the boy returned to the hermitage, he saw a snake on his father's shoulder, and out of grief, he cried very loudly. O Brahmanas, the Rishi, who was born in the family of Angira Muni, heard his son crying, and gradually he opened his eyes and saw the dead snake around his neck. He threw the dead snake aside and asked his son why he was crying, whether anyone had done him harm. On hearing this, the son explained what had happened. The father heard from his son that the king had been cursed, although he should never have been condemned, for Pariksit was the best amongst all human beings. Shamika Rishi did not congratulate his son, but, on the contrary, began repenting. Alas! What a great sinful act was performed by my son. He has awarded heavy punishment for an insignificant offense. Oh, my boy, your intelligence is immature, and therefore you have no knowledge that the king, who is the best amongst human beings, is as good as the personality of Godhead, and he is never to be placed on an equal footing with common men. The citizens of the state live in prosperity, being protected by his unsurpassable prowess. My dear boy, the Lord, who carries the wheel of a chariot, is represented by the monarchical regime. And when this regime is abolished, the whole world becomes filled with thieves, who then at once vanquish the unprotected subjects like scattered lambs. Due to the termination of the monarchical regimes and the plundering of the people's wealth by rogues and thieves, there will be great social disruptions. People will be killed and injured, and animals and women will be stolen, and for all these sins, we shall be responsible. At that time, the people in general will fall systematically from the path of a progressive civilization in respect to the qualitative engagements of the caste and orders of society and the Vedic injunctions. They will thus be more attracted to economic development for sense gratification, and as a result, there will be an unwanted population on the level of dogs and monkeys. Emperor Pariksit is a pious king. He is highly celebrated and is a first-class devotee of the personality of Godhead. Emperor Pariksit is a saint amongst royalty, and he has performed many horse sacrifices. So when such a king is tired and fatigued, being stricken with hunger and thirst, he does not at all deserve to be cursed. Sri Sukta Goswami said, the Rishi then prayed to the all-pervading personality of Godhead to pardon his immature boy, who had no intelligence and who committed the great sin of cursing a person who was completely free from all sins, who was subordinate, and who deserved to be protected. The devotees of the Lord are so forbearing that even though they are defamed, cheated, cursed, disturbed, neglected, or even killed, still they are never inclined to avenge themselves. Sage Shamika thus regretted the sin committed by his own son. He did not take the insult paid by the king very seriously. For in general, the transcendentalist, even though engaged by others in the dualities of this material world, are never distressed, nor do they take pleasure in worldly things, for they are transcendentally engaged. Recorded January 26, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hey. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hey. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Rakshama. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Fatima. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hey. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hey. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Rakshama. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Fatimam. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hey. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hey. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Rakshama. Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Fatima. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshama. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Fatima. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshama. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Fatima. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshama. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Fatima. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshama. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Fatima. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.